A tale of two halves.
Just a little bit, yeah. It's a tale of two halves, but you couldn't get any worse in that first half. We could not get any worse. And we probably couldn't get any better in that second half. So, you talk about contrast. Well, that's one extreme to the other. And it's not the first time we've done it this year. And I hope it's the last, because it's not really good for my heart or my hair colour. So, ultimately, though, we got the result that we wanted. And, I'm delighted.
What do you say at half-time? Because your side well behind on the scoreboard, but they came out second half and the intensity looked a mile different to what we saw first half.
Yeah, it's the easiest speech that I've ever given. I think 37% completion is the worst completion rate I've ever been involved in at this club. And so that sums it up. They're a smart set of lads, so I don't need to teach them how to play rugby or, how to suck eggs or anything like that. So it's quite simple. And, Wakefield looked like they were running hard in that first half. Well, you know what? I reckon I could have put my boots on and ran hard at Lee, because if you're defending your own line, well, fatigue makes cowards of us all, as they say. So it's difficult, and you can't play that way if you want to win. And so we just flipped that on its head. We got our completions up to, a very, very high percentage, high 90s, which is incredible. And we've showed on many, many times, if you give us enough ball, and certainly if you give us lion's share, then we're going to trouble you. And we've got some good players. And, we could have scored more, because the Ryan Briley try was one of them unfortunate ones where we had a player in an offside position taking no part in it. Probably one for the RFL to have a look into for the end of the year, but it is a rule, so we didn't lose any sleep over it.
How proud are you of your team this afternoon?
Oh, yeah, I'm very, very proud. I said it before, I'm proud. I get more proud of the town and the people that travelled here. They occupied the North Stand early on, and I know the announcer wanted them to move out of there, but, it's first come, first served, and they were in there, they'd set up tent, and they weren't moving, and fair play to them. And I'm sure that they had some good banter with the Wakefield fans, and it's good for the sport. So I'm glad that they've had another occasion, and smiles are on faces. And we've got Warrington in the next round, so they don't have to spend as much petrol money, which is good. And we'll have another good day out.
Is it a slight, not a disappointment, you're away from home? You don't have to go far, like you said, but it'd be nice for the club, a big money earner at home. Or is it good that you're going away, because there's a bit of an army of fans following you right now, and you make a lot of noise?
It's good, yeah, it's good. It's good for them. We want to be at home every time. Everybody says it. We're no different. So, you want your ball to come out first, but. I predicted we'd get Warrington or more away. It was written in the stars, that one.
You're in the draw, Paul. That's all that matters, isn't it? You'd rather be in it than out of it, obviously.
Well, not just that. We've played London now, Salford and Wakefield, so nobody's giving it as easy as well. So we're earning everything. As a byproduct of that, that'll be two cancelled fixtures for Championship. So, let's see if we can get some more cancelled fixtures. That's our target, and maybe we'll play a week full of fixtures. That'll be good.
Are you not worried about the fact that you are going to have to back up midweek? Is that going to derail you, your other ambition of making that top eight?
Well, you've got to stick true to your word, and our word is every game as it comes, and we want to win each one. So if we suffer and players' welfare suffers because of that, it's for somebody else to look into and maybe disrespect that there's two or three full-time teams now in Championship with the hope of progressing. So not quite got it right, that concept of the Challenge Cup just yet. And, we're playing Warrington. They've progressed one round up to now. This will be our fourth. So,
You're a team that just keeps winning. Is that why you won today? Because the lads know they don't want to lose that unbeaten run, and they just know how to find a way to win?
I think it certainly has a bearing on things. And likewise, you think you've seen that with Wakefield when there was... when we were climbing on them, I thought if we scored just before half time, that would have been a real tasty try to score. But we applied the pressure in the second half. I think we were on about 10 sets in a row. They'd have touched the ball twice. So I think that it was more about their doubt than our belief. But the two certainly combined obviously resulted in a result in our favour.
You lost Hawk early on. Is he all right, or is it a problem you worried about?
It wasn't an injury. It was he was just a sub, and I thought the people who come on, Sam Hopkins, Fui, obviously Fui's Fui. I thought the players who played, just like Agic, come on in the core, were doing a job. And it was relevant at the time that somebody like Aggie come on with some energy, especially when we went down to 12 players. Liam Kerr got sin-binned for obviously defending his good looks, so we had to do something about it.
Looking forward to going to Warrington pitting your wits against Tony Smith.
Oh yeah, I'm going to enjoy seeing Tony. Yeah, he's good humour and wit. I can't wait for having a good chat with him, and we'll have some banter.